Jupiter transgressed into Gemini to its detriment on May 25th, 2024, where it will stay until June 9th, 2025. The last time Jupiter was in Gemini was June of 2012 until June of 2013. This is the beginning of a brand new 12-year cycle for the house that you have Gemini on the cusp. A planet in its detriment is in a sign opposite of its rulership. It has difficulty bringing forth or sustaining matters it represents and houses it's responsible for. If you bring yourself back to 2012, what was going on in your life? Whatever was going on then is in a leveled up way going on now. Similar but different. The student has become the teacher. The child has graduated high school. What is Jupiter in Gemini about? Expansion of faith and optimism through uncomfortable growth. Why uncomfortable growth? Because of Jupiter's detriment. Jupiter, the bringer of good fortune, is the greater benefic. Jupiter brings increased growth, generosity, wisdom, beliefs, faith, hope, positivity, goodwill, and a broader vision to the party. The downside of Jupiter's presence brings excessiveness, exaggeration, misjudging, false hope, and taking things for granted. Too much of anything can kill you. Gemini is a mutable air sign. Gemini is about communicating, learning, writing, sociability, and intelligence. Combining Jupiter with the sign of Gemini while factoring in the condition. What are some things you may see in your Gemini area kicking off the 12-year cycle? Are you curious? Do you ask enough questions? Do you listen to respond or do you listen to understand? Should you postpone communicating your thoughts to others? Are your conversations meaningful? Or do you have shallow conversations talking about useless information? Are you a quantity or quality person? Jupiter in Gemini is about doing parts of the job while losing focus on the whole. It's about scattered thoughts and ideas. You may have a change of opinion concerning your faith, religion, or your philosophy in life. This may happen while interacting with people who live by different ideologies than you. It's about going through superficial relationships in search for the one. Jupiter in Gemini is about what should you believe? What do you really value? What should be the meaning of your life? Jupiter in Gemini could take things for granted, but it also is about taking a leap of faith. Did you choose the right path 12 years ago? Are you on the right path now? If you chose the wrong path then, how would you go back and fix it? Do you have the same choice now? How do you feel about partnerships, romantic and business? What makes you choose a partner or not? Are your choices made from the space of seven vices or seven virtues? Do you choose from the space of earthly pleasures or from the space of higher needs? Are your choices made from your mind or from your heart? We all reach that fork in the road of life. Do you go right or left? Is this a logical choice or an intuitive choice? Do you always choose what's good for you or what's good for them? Do you let others knock you off course for whatever reason, like jealousy? Watch your back for haters. They're always waiting for a perfect opportunity to pull you down. Don't give them that chance. Do you have questions? Jupiter in Gemini is about seeking out information that will answer that question. That can only happen if you're curious. I must admit, ignorance is bliss. The body will never go where the mind doesn't travel first. If you don't know the world is bigger, brighter, and more abundant than you ever imagined, then you'll be perfectly content not expanding through uncomfortable growth. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.